This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, this time of year is a very common time for couples to decide that this is the year they want to start a family. You might have even made a New Year's resolution that this will be the year you fall pregnant. But when it comes to fertility, things don't always go to plan. It can be really stressful and upsetting. So how can you give yourself the best chance of falling pregnant in 2017? Dr. Sonia Jessop is from Demeter Fertility. Hi, Dr. Sonia.
Hello.
What's the biggest factor affecting fertility today?
Today, and heading into 2017, the biggest factor that we're seeing is the fact that women are older when they're trying to have children. So even compared to, 40 or 50 years ago when it was normal to have children when you were 20, these days a lot of families don't consider it even normal to start considering having children till they are in their 30s and sometimes later. Not only is it the female age then, but then you've got all the other factors. So you've got more time for other medical conditions, endometriosis or diabetes, or for the husband's sperm not to be as good as it was. So there's compounding factors, but essentially it's the age of the woman that is making it a little bit harder these days than it was, some years ago.
Yeah, well, sadly we can't always, control, I guess, the age we are when we want to start a family. Sometimes people meet later in life. But what are the things that we can do to maximise the chances of conceiving naturally?
I think when I see patients who have been trying to conceive naturally, and it's very different. Some people seek help after only trying for a very short time. I've got patients who seek help prior to even starting trying to get all the information. But it's sad when you see people who have been trying naturally for a long time and have actually missed their window of when it would have been relatively easy for them to conceive because there was something going on and they just didn't know about it at the time. So in terms of maximizing your natural conception, I always say to patients, there are a few things that you need to get pregnant. You need to be releasing an egg. The fallopian tubes need to be open so the egg can meet with the sperm in the uterus. And there needs to be sperm there in the right sort of number at the right time. And without any of those three things, you're not going to get pregnant. So what I advise people to do is make sure that the basic three things are happening, that they are ovulating. And in general, if you've got a regular cycle, you will be ovulating, but sometimes it's not at the time you might think it is. So one very simple thing that women can do is get some advice with their own cycle about when they are likely to be ovulating, so that each month they've got a realistic chance of getting pregnant and they're not accidentally missing the window every month. Getting a husband home test is just a sensible idea. Now, if you're in your 20s and you've got a lot of time, that may be not something that you do straight up. But if you're starting to have a family in the 30s, you don't want to wait a year only to find that the partner's sperm count's not very good, because that's a year that you've delayed and got older in the meantime. So I often say, if you're starting a bit later, and certainly for those who are starting 35 and later, make sure that the basics are good before you go on and put time and energy into trying naturally to conceive.
Okay. Well, I hate putting everything onto the woman, but what about the woman's health, the woman's weight, stress levels, all that kind of thing? Is that relevant?
It is relevant. And look, there's the whole layer of these, the primary things that you need to get pregnant. If you're not ovulating, you're not going to get pregnant. If the tubes are blocked, you're not going to get pregnant. And then there's a whole number of different layers that come underneath, whether there might be some endometriosis, whether there's some high glucose or insulin resistance, whether the woman is overweight, whether there's stress, whether there's smoking. There's a whole lot of different layers that come underneath that, that if you improve those layers, will help your natural conception. So I think a lot of people assume that if they see a fertility specialist, they're going to be doing IVF with the next period. And that is not always the case. The majority of times I check that the basics are there, that the woman is ovulating. We do some sort of test that the tubes are working and the sperm is right. And that's the time that a lot of people do a lot of natural things to try to conceive. So in that time, they may decide to see a dietitian and get healthy. They might start to go on an exercise program. That's the window that people start taking their supplements, so their Allivet or their Blackmores. They might see an acupuncturist. They might see a naturopath about general health and what their allergies are, and really try and maximize everything that could help them conceive naturally. And I think that is well worth doing, because the majority of the time people want to conceive naturally if they possibly can.
That's true. I'm speaking to Dr. Sonia Jessop from Demeter Fertility about how to maximise your chances of a natural conception. But we also need to talk about when to seek help. How do you know that it's time to seek help from a fertility specialist? If you've, I mean, like you said, a lot of women do the naturopathy, the herbal medicine, all that stuff first. But how do you know when it's time to take the next step?
My thoughts are it relates a lot to the woman's age. So if somebody is thinking, and I see a lot of people who have met their partner and they're now starting to consider a family at the age of 37 or 38. Now, the natural conception window, both naturally and with IVF, is quite short at that stage. People do get pregnant naturally and with IVF, you know, at 40, 41, 42. But thereafter, a lot of the pregnancies that you see, people are using not their own eggs, so donor eggs. And it's always a shame when I see someone who has spent 3 years not getting all the information, and then they turn up and the cycles are very irregular and they've almost missed the window that they could have conceived. So I say to anyone who's 35 and over, get an opinion straight up to make sure that the time that you're putting in to try naturally is time well spent, that you're getting the most out of every month. The flip side of that is if you've got a young couple and they're, you know, 28 or 29 and they've been trying for 3 years to get pregnant and it hasn't happened, there probably is something quite significant, because young people generally fall pregnant. So when I see young couples that have been trying for a while to fall pregnant, often there's something significant going on. It may be endometriosis, it may be the sperm count, it may be a tubal problem, but often there's something that if they've been trying for that length of time, needs either surgical correction or some intervention with IVF. When patients come to see me, I assume that people do not want to do IVF, and we work together trying to maximise their chances of falling naturally. But, and out of fairness to the patient, there comes a time when I know it's going to be difficult to fall pregnant even with IVF. And if you spend too long in that bridging time, patients can then end up doing a lot more IVF cycles with not as good an outcome later on. So I think getting the right advice is crucial to giving yourself the best chance of getting pregnant naturally before doing IVF, but also not missing the boat.
Well, I think we can't speak about this without, of course, mentioning the emotional roller coaster. Do you feel that couples get enough support when they go through this process?
I think what we're learning more and more in fertility medicine is that the framing of an IVF process needs to be more realistic. An IVF cycle, and some people do, they do IVF and they get pregnant the first time, and quite a few people do, but certainly not everybody. And I think the framing for people to realise that they may need to do IVF a few times, and just because it hasn't worked with the first embryo or the second embryo doesn't mean it won't work with the third or fourth embryo that goes back. And I think if people have a more realistic expectation that IVF is not a one-stop-shop solution and it may take a few cycles, they are a little bit more prepared to go through with it. I know when I did IVF and I was at the age of 41, it took six embryos to go back before I got my son. But because I work in the area, I didn't give up after the first cycle of IVF, because I knew age-wise it might take a bit longer, and I was prepared to have to do it a few times before getting the outcome. It is also a shame when people do the first cycle and think that IVF isn't going to work for them and then stop doing something that we know, if they had done it a couple more times, very likely would have given them the baby that they wanted. But the majority of patients who do that IVF, so after doing three cycles of IVF, over 60% of people actually are pregnant and going on the path to have a baby. So I think that the concept, the idea that it's a one treatment and you get pregnant needs to change slightly. Much as people, when they have laser or hair, they know they might need to do it, you know, five times to get the outcome. So they're not surprised that it may not have the expected best result the first time round. And I think if people understood that it's not a failure of them or their bodies or the process, it's just that human biology doesn't lend itself to people getting pregnant every month, and it may take a little longer. And if we're okay with that, sure, there are needle stresses and financial stresses, but if we are not as harsh on ourselves as to why it's not working at every step, often people get the outcome with a little bit less of the emotional roller coaster than they would otherwise have had.
Yeah, that is good advice. Thank you so much for taking us through this today.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's Dr. Sonia Jessop. She's from Demeter Fertility on how to make 2017 the year of the baby bump. All the best.